Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie back with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, has assisted thousands of people in becoming more aware of how their lifestyle choices affect their physical, emotional, mental, spiritual well-being for 30-plus years. Susan has taught students, staff, and faculty at UCLA on how to be healthy and fit. She's an author, motivational speaker, holistic health consultant, and was selected as one of the 10 Healthy American Fitness Leaders by the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports. A very gifted teacher, Susan brings together modern research and ageless wisdom in all of her work. Susan, welcome back. How are you?
Hi, George. Wonderful to be with you. Healthy, happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And let me ask you a question about New Year's. Why does it seem that before the clock strikes midnight into 23, people say, I'm glad this year is over. Oh, my God. Almost everybody says that. And then they look forward to 23, and then in 23, they may say the same thing.
I know. I think often that's because people are focusing on the negative aspects of the last year rather than focusing on what was good, what was positive. How did you make a positive difference in other people's lives? And then people regret things they did in the past. They forget that you need to live more in the present moment. And that's why today's topic is so good, to end the year on a positive note and begin the next year on the most positive note possible. And it's within our ability to create a more positive life. So we'll go through all the ways to do that.
Is it difficult or easy to stay positive, Susan?
If you are a regular negative thinker, it can be difficult. Like anything you want to be good at, it takes practice. There are many studies that show how being more positive can not only light up your brain and help you release neurotransmitters that make you feel good, but it can also lengthen your life and change your immunity and give you more energy and keep you healthy and take away aches and pains. So, there are simple things that we can all choose to do every day to be more positive.
Does it seem like time is ticking too quickly for us?
Well, I would say so. You know, there's...
Slow it down.
Yeah, exactly. There's a disturbing truth I'll be negative for just one moment.
Not you.
Yeah, I know. Just for one moment, though. But this will resonate with almost everyone, and that is that stress is a major problem in modern life. Computers have sped up our lives. We want to do everything. We want to do it all at once. We talk on the telephone and text while we drive. We watch TV while we read. We conduct business while listening to the radio. And as my grandmother and mom taught me, I see this as a sickness of epidemic proportions, and I call it a busyness or a hurry sickness. And this type of lifestyle will drain our hearts of compassion, according to many studies, and you and I will talk about a few of them in a moment. But if you understand the speed of life, you can slow it down by enjoying it more and making a conscious choice of being more compassionate. And this involves being a more kind and grateful person. Henry David Thoreau, one of my favorites, once wrote, "Life is frittered away by detail. Simplify, simplify."
And that it works that way, too. Does it seem to you that people seem to be more hostile right now?
You know what? I think everyone would agree to that. The people are much less compassionate. They're hostile, and it's not our imaginations. I think, you know, just look at all the news broadcasts from the halls of Congress to the main streets of small-town America and the big cities everywhere. It seems like no one is capable of civilly listening to others whose viewpoints are different. And this divisiveness is most prevalent these days. If you turn on any TV news broadcast and you see what's happening, and I think a lot of this has to do with people are these days burning the candle at both ends. They're in maybe severe sleep debt. They have little time to call their own. They're often sick and depressed. They're living in this spin cycle lifestyle. And all of this adds up to aggressive behavior and being a less compassionate person.
Interesting take on that. Susan, how'd you get involved in this kind of study?
Well, you might remember, you know, all the times we've been together. I grew up with the most wonderful grandmother and mom, family, but especially my mom and grandmother. I was really sick as a young girl and a teenager because I ate everything that was terrible for the body. I wasn't healthy then, and my grandmother, who was totally into healthy living, living from the earth, eating healthy foods, using herbs, spices, lifestyle choices to heal the body. She took me under her wings. I lived with her a few months. She helped take my mood from negative to positive. And then right at that time as a teenager, my dad died unexpectedly. In a year, I gained 50 pounds. I was bullied at school. I didn't want to live. It's all, the whole story's an uplifted. But she taught me in a few months, and then over the many years before she passed away, how to live a healthy life and the importance of being positive and kind to other people and kind to yourself. Really, in a world where you can be anything, choose to be kind. And as a result of her wisdom and guidance, you know, I started my own private practice. I help people all over the world. I've written, you know, over 30 books, but my latest two are my most favorite. And to this day, I've never had to take any medication because I know how to keep the immune system healthy. You know, what foods to eat and not eat, you know, the right kind of exercise, the sleep, all the lifestyle choices to keep my immune system functioning optimally. And, you know, I'm so grateful to my mom and grandmother, and they always taught me to watch what I say, keep track of what I'm thinking, Like my grandmother Fritzi used to say to me, honey, keep your words loving, true, kind, and sweet in case you have to eat them. You know, people don't realize that you want to speak words that are positive and affirm always what you want to create in life, because your words are messengers for power, and you choose what kind of power they carry. You can change the whole course of your life with the words that you think, you speak, you write, but you've got to put a guard up at that door of your mind and catch yourself when you're negative. In Uplifted, one of the chapters is Think and Write in a Positive Light, and I give you 260 of my most favorite positive words to help you be more constructive with how you think. Because Fritzi used to say to me, George, your attitude is your mind's paintbrush. It can color anything. It absolutely can. So it begins with what you think. As within, so without.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Do you think that people like to be around positive people?
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah, they can feel this energy coming from
them. Yeah, sure. You know, people who are negative drain your energy. I know I like to be around people that make me laugh, that have a great sense of humor, that maybe don't take themselves and life quite so seriously. It just feels good. People that are positive and people that show gratitude. It's a joy to be around these people. And I always leave after being in their presence feeling a lot better about life.
Yeah, I know. You're right about that. What does gratitude mean to you?
Well, as my mom always used to say to me, gratitude is a low-effort, high-reward activity. You know, gratitude is about being thankful, about showing appreciation. Maybe we've come through a challenging time and we've succeeded. Maybe we've just got some abundance, or we achieve a goal like losing weight. We finish a 10K race. It feels good, and we usually feel more compassionate and kind toward ourselves and others. When you feel good, when you feel that gratitude and thankfulness, it fuels pleasant, upbeat thoughts, and that parlays into a positive feedback loop that spirals towards happiness. So when you feel grateful for something each day, I know it changes the vibrational rate in your body, and it makes you more of a magnet for miracles. But like I just said a moment ago, when you are grateful for something, whatever it is, it could be very small, it changes your brain's neural activity. Using MRI technology, researchers have discovered that gratitude lights up the brain's reward and pleasure pathways. And then I often say to people, and I wrote about this in the book, that gratitude is like this magnetic force, and it draws to each one of us goodness. It's like a dynamic spiritual energy that allows you to exert a mighty influence on your world. And also, it's a great stress buster, because you know this, what you think about consistently, you bring more of back into your life. So, you know, something simple you could do is keep a gratitude journal, and each day write down at least three things for which you're grateful, because when you focus on positive things, even during the most difficult times, it's a perfect remedy to reduce and alleviate stress. And if you don't, I know some people are thinking, what if I don't feel positive or grateful? You don't know what I've been going through. I say, fake it until you make it, as the saying goes, because acting as if will help you through many challenging times. And it was Shakespeare who once championed the sage advice in his immortal words in Hamlet, assume a virtue if you have it not. So fake it till you make it. I think we do have a moral obligation in this world, because life is short, to be as cheerful as possible.
Don't we drive things in the brain, endorphins, by being kind and positive?
Absolutely, we do. You know, endorphins, as I'm sure most people know, are the body's natural painkillers, and they're released when we do exercise. When we do aerobic exercise, these are the neurotransmitters that come out into our body that make us feel good. That, you know, you've heard of the runner's high, but these neurotransmitters also are released during acts of kindness, and because endorphins help fight physical pain, if you are kinder to other people and yourself, you'll find if you have any aches and pains in your body, you'll feel a lot better. That's a lot of bang for your buck for something as simple as maybe opening the door for a stranger. But that's how powerful kindness is. Kindness benefits ourselves as well as the receiver of the kindness. And it's infectious. And the more kind you are, the more to other people, then that ripples outward. And within, you know, a matter of a few days, it can affect the whole community. Something else about kindness, studies have found that people who volunteer experience fewer aches and pains. That's because you get the endorphins when you volunteer, and that right. helps assuage pain. People who are over 55 who volunteer for two organizations have half, 44%, the chance of dying early than others do. That's an impressive statistic. And endorphins also have a role in helping our overall feeling of well-being. But those are some of the things you release when you're kind. You know, put simply, when you are kind to someone else, or even doing a kindness for yourself, your brain's pleasure and reward centers light up like a Christmas tree, and a chemical reaction takes place within moments, releasing the neurotransmitters, serotonin and dopamine, the feel-good chemicals which combat anxiety and depression. And then also, when you do an act of kindness, you release a hormone called oxytocin, which is often known as the love hormone, since it increases feelings of intimacy.
So the kindness makes the individual feel better. Does it also make the recipient feel better, the person you're kind to?
Absolutely. But both, yeah, it's a win-win. You know, so when I said just a moment ago, oxytocin, the love hormone, increases when you're kind, I'll say to men, if you want to have a wonderful evening with your partner, it always helps to do little chores around the house. Show kindness that you really care about keeping the house clean and help to keep your partner's workload so it's not overwhelming for someone else. That they say that that's one of the best ways to, you played the song Light Your Fire at the beginning.
Yeah.
That's one of the best ways to light the fire in your partner is just really help your partner so their job, especially in the house and things they have to do, isn't overwhelming.
It's also infectious. A couple months ago, Susan, I was going in the post office. There was a guy behind me that had about 5 boxes he was carrying. Obviously couldn't open his door. I opened up the post office door for him, got him in, and he just thanked me and did his thing. I found that when I was leaving, some other guy was coming in with a bunch of boxes, and the guy I helped to come in, he was done. He opened the door for that guy.
And you know what that is. That's all about paying it forward, too.
Now, he probably would have done that anyway, but the point is it's kind of infectious, isn't it?
Yes, it's infectious. It makes a difference. And you probably thought about it a few times the rest of the day. The other guy thought about how kind you were in helping him. Both of your immune systems were boosted by that simple, simple act of kindness.
Why can't everybody act kind? Because we've met people, you have, I have, and everybody listening, we've met people who just aren't kind people. Why not?
Yes, exactly. And I think it's like I said a moment ago, if you are in sleep debt, you're running on a short fuse. If you eat crappy foods, lots of foods with white sugar, white flour, additives, preservatives, it causes depression. So many foods you eat can cause depression. If you don't exercise, if you're sedentary, if you're out of shape, if you're way overweight, all of this will affect your mood, your mental health. If you don't spend time in nature, if you don't appreciate beauty, if you don't do all these things that are important for health, it makes you a very mean, aggressive person.
Interesting takes.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's 2 kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.